If we could begin by sort of just defining what exactly you do as the editor of the BBC News website.
Sure. So as editor of the BBC News website, my chief responsibilities are editorial, so overseeing the output online of BBC News, and then managerial in terms of managing both a team of online journalists who are focused on the continuous news output on the web, and also editorial accountability for content produced by journalists from right the way across BBC News, which is destined for the web. So in other words, the latter category I don't line manage, but I take editorial responsibility for.
Yes. And so what sort of areas are you looking for your journalists to explore? You know, what boundaries are you pushing in sort of the news gathering and communication techniques?
Well, I think, you know, as we, as you touched on when we started our conversation, social media and social media networks are clearly an area which we can't afford not to be involved with, and we can't afford not to understand. So I'll talk about that in a minute. I suppose what I'd say before that is one of the things that we've been doing successfully now for a number of years, and I think we were quite pioneering in the way we set about this, is making use of the readers and viewers and listeners of BBC News and their knowledge and understanding and reporting in our own journalism.
Do you think that's quite a key thing then, is sort of building a conversation?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, what I've just described is absolutely fundamental to our journalism. You know, it is a keystone now of what we do, not just on the website, but across BBC News. And that's because, and you know, I hasten to say, this isn't an entirely new or digital phenomenon. You know, if you look at what Five Live does, for example, that is all about interactivity. It is all about getting a sense of what the audience thinks about stories, about getting comments from them, but also about moving the agenda on by hearing real insight and information from people who know a lot about a particular subject. So, you know, it's not something that is confined just to the digital space, and not something that only started a few years ago, but it is something which, because of the tools and the nature of the internet, has become much bigger scale and much faster and much bigger part of what we do as a whole. So we now have, we have had for a number of years now, a team of journalists who specialize in both running the message boards, have your say message boards that we run, but also on particular stories, asking the audience directly, are you there? Have you seen it? Do you have experience of this? Or, for example, on a health story, you know, are there any case studies of this particular issue? So we have a team of people who are I would say expert in doing that. And
can I just interrupt you there?
Yeah,
I was just wondering, with trying to build this you know, this liaison between audience and producer, do you think trust is then the vital ingredient? You know, have they
got to
trust you that you are going to be responsible with what they tell you? And likewise, you're giving them a sense of trust and responsibility, saying we genuinely do want to hear what you've got to say.
Yes. Okay. It is important. It's very important. And it's important, you know, if they don't trust you, they're not going to tell you what they know and what they've seen, and they won't want to tell you. They'll keep to themselves, or tell somebody else, or tell their friends. And so, you know, that's absolutely fundamental, and we're aware of the importance of that. So anyway, this team of journalists is particularly specialising in that area, and I'll come on to social media in a minute, because they're also, you know, our best
social mediaists.
Yeah, in a way, they are the kind of specialists in that as well. However, however, it is really a part of all of the journalists' sort of portfolio of things they need to know about and think about when they're doing a story. Is